Praise the Lord. I just thanking the Lord for this time tonight here, because it's been a while since I ministered, you know, here in El Laredo. But I thank God that for the opportunity. Thank you that we have good pastors that allow us to use our gift, you know. And I'm a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm a preacher. I love to preach, you know. When the Lord called me to preach, you know, I said, Lord, who's going to believe me? You know, who's going to believe me? You know, I couldn't believe that God was calling me to preach, you know. But how many of you know that God equipped those that he called to preach? Amen. Hallelujah. And so I'm glad that he called me. I'm glad to be in a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know, just like Pastor Lane was saying today, it's not about the pulpit. You know, I preach, you know, because I was preaching on the streets of Houston before I even got in the pulpits. You know, I'm just saying that's what my ministry is. You know, on the streets and doing different things, you know, that's how I mean, when God called me, he did so many things for me. I didn't care. I just want to be a servant in the kingdom of God. And if it was moving, I preached to it. And if it wasn't moving, I lay hands on and resurrect it. Amen. And that's just the way I thought, because God had delivered me from so many things, so much that I had. He had blessed me so much by allowing me to be saved. I just want to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for all that he's done in my life, that he's done in my family. I have a wonderful wife that I met in Pine Bluff. And, you know, and it's strange that we're going to begin a church there in Pine Bluff where I met her at. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God is good. And my dad went to be with the Lord, and he's in heaven rejoicing, and we're rejoicing down here. And it brought us all together, and my sons and daughter, they came home for the first time in a long time that we was together. And it was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time in the Lord. And so I cherish that those moments. And my baby boy, he always tell me, he said, Dad, he said, I know your heart. You a family man, and you just love when we get together. I said, yeah, you're right, son. Praise God. I want to take up too much of your time tonight. I want to minister a word tonight in reference to what the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart as Pastor Jason was calling me and asking me to minister. And I just began to pray in the spirit and ask the Lord, what could I minister here tonight? And the Lord dropped in my heart saying, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. You shall receive power. We're talking about a supernatural move of God, a supernatural year. And the only thing that can make things supernatural is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. You shall. Won't you say that with me? You shall receive power. Hallelujah. Those four words that we need to say in our, when we say it, I will receive power. Hallelujah. Why don't you say that with me? I believe I receive power. Come on, say it louder than that. I believe I receive power. Hallelujah. It's the way that we tap into the very power of Almighty God is when we say it. We say, I receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on me. That very power comes from God. Amen. Something happens in the spirit when we say those words. I believe I receive. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't understand and don't know how it works as much as I do about how that I can take something to eat and eat it, and how my digestive system would take it and digest it and do what it's supposed to do. I don't understand that. All I have to do is be worried about eating it. And when I eat it, it's something that happens in my digestive system that caused that food to go where it's supposed to go. Amen? We don't have to understand it to know what God is doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way it is. When I say I believe I receive power, it's something happened in the faith realm. In the faith realm is get stirred up in the faith room, because you have released that out into the area, out into the airways. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, he said that keep the switch of faith turned on. And you know, when you begin to say that, I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my financial breakthrough. I believe I receive my deliverance. It's something that happened in the faith realm. Just like when you eat that food and it goes into your digestive system, the faith world began to take that and move with it. Amen. And something happened supernaturally. Hallelujah. Supernaturally in the spiritual realm, because you are exercising your faith by speaking it out. Amen. I believe I receive tonight the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that faith is released and it brings power to bear those deeds up. Amen. We say, I believe I receive. It keeps faith turned on. Amen. But I want you to go back up to John, the 16th chapter and verse 12. Turn over there to John, the 16th chapter and verse 16. John, hallelujah. John, the 16th chapter and beginning at verse 12. I still have many, 16 verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Jesus was saying that I got some things to tell you, but you are not able to bear them right now. You know, meaning that there's some things that's going to come, that's going to happen, that you are not able to receive it. How many of you know that sometimes the word of God, you can be sitting in a service and the word of God will just zoop right across your head. And you said, man, you know, and then some years later, if you were taking notes, you read it and said, man, was I in that service? Did that really happen? And a lot of time the word, you can read the word and you read that word for several times. And then you come along about years later and read the same scripture again, and it illuminates and something happened. That's the Spirit of God. That's the power of God illuminating that word to you. Amen. So the Spirit of God give us the power. Amen. Those four words give us power. Those four words give us power and activate the word of God, and activate our faith. Amen. Over here, he said, I have many things to tell you. How many of you know that Jesus has gone on right now and he's seated on the right hand of power and authority right now in the heavens right now. Amen. And he said, but however, when he, the Spirit of truth come, when the Spirit come, what he's going to do? He's going to reveal what? The truth. Amen. The same thing that Jesus was saying that you don't have, I mean, you're not able to bear it. But how many of you know the Holy Spirit has come? The Holy Spirit is upon us. The Holy Spirit is giving us power to receive these things that Jesus was talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, let not your heart be troubled, for you believe in me, ye believe also in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're saying tonight that those things that he could not say at that time, the Holy Spirit was going to reveal it to them. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hear, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. Things are coming upon this earth. Hallelujah. That we are not able to receive. You see, the world look at you like, hey, you know, I don't understand you people. You know, they go to church and sing songs and do these things. I don't understand them. But what the thing about it is, we move into the supernatural. We're in the realm of the spirit. God show us things that they don't know and don't understand. Hallelujah. We can have discerning of spirit and know not to go that way or this way. We can receive a word from God and God will tell us what to do in all the situation. Hallelujah. He'll tell us, don't go to the doctor this time. Just stay home and trust me and stand on the word of God and release your faith and be healed. Hallelujah. Go to the elders of the church and let them anoint you with oil and let them pray over you and you will be healed. I know Shambach was the man when a lady came to him and she said to Shambach, she said, Shambach, the Lord told me. All you have to do is just spit in my eye and I'll be able to see. And Shambach said that, woman, you must be crazy. I'm not going to spit in your eye. She said, but Shambach, but the Lord told me and you got to do it. I want to see. So Shambach, she convinced Shambach. So Shambach said he got a big, way down. Got him one from way down up in there. And he said, Tua. And that woman's eyes, she became seeing. I don't know, but who told her that? It was the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come up on you. Amen. Things to come that you're going to be able to discern because you say, I believe I receive the power that God has available for me. Amen. God has dunamis power for you, azusa power for you. Amen. For you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to tap into this power that God has available for us. Amen. And so he said, all that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, whatever Jesus have, the Father gave it to him. Amen. Everything he handed over to him. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I usually give an example of what the Lord has done. Brother, if you don't mind being an example tonight, I just want to example you two brothers. Y'all come here and I'm just going to show what the Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. Give you an example tonight. Hallelujah. Now, this is the Holy Spirit and you are you Jesus. Okay. And so, the Holy Spirit is going to take, give me something here. I'm the Father, okay? I done give Jesus everything, and this is the Holy Spirit. You're going to take it and give it to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, I need one more person. The Holy Spirit is going to take it and give it to who? Going to give it to who? Going to give it to him. Hallelujah. And so what is the Holy Spirit giving to us? He's given healing. He's given deliverance. He's given all type of being bondage, being broken. He's given us love. He's given us power. He's given us anointing. He's given us everything that's in Jesus. He's given it to us. Hallelujah. And so it's ours. The Father gave it to Jesus and Jesus gave it to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is giving it to us so that we might be able to walk in this land and be free. Hallelujah. Thank you guys. Hallelujah. And so that's what the Father has done. And he's done a marvelous work inside of us. Amen. Giving us this power that we have. And so he said, the Spirit of truth, he has come. He will guide you into all truth. Everything that we need to have, everything that we need is in Jesus. Amen. I tell you, I love that they said that you can't understand what's going on now. But how many of you love that but? But whatever he hears, he's going to what? He's going to speak it, and he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for that but, we'd be in trouble. But the but is saving us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But he's going to make a way for us. Hallelujah. The things that Jesus wanted to say about and wanted to do, they could not bear them then, but the Holy Spirit will speak them to us. Amen. He's speaking them to us today. He spoke them to the disciples, and he's speaking it to us today. Amen. All things that the Father has is Jesus. Amen. And so he's giving us that. Jesus was building what? Expectation in us. How many of you know you got to come expecting a miracle? Hallelujah. You got to come expecting God to move. When you expect God to move, it should come in this house, you know, a great expectation. Because expectation bring manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that those little kids, I like to use this example. Those little kids, they be waiting for Christmas. They expecting as parents. They not in here, are they? Oh, that one is. But they expecting Santa Claus to come. You know, to bring them things. You know what I'm saying? And they'll tell you what they want. Amen. And so that's what it is when you come to the house of God. Just like the woman in Shamba, she was expecting God to heal her. I tell you, you ought to be expecting God to move supernaturally in this realm, in this season. Hallelujah. Expecting him to move. Expecting revival in every service. Expecting the move of God to trouble the waters like they did at the pool of Bethesda. The water, the angel came down and troubled the water, and all who got, and one person, the first person to get in, will get healed. Amen. Come expecting God to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. I don't know what you need, but you know what you need. And you don't have to broadcast it. That's between you and God and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost know what you need. But if you will build your expectancy on God, God will not let you down. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he a God that honors faith. He a God that honor our prayers as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, he was building expectation. In John 3:8, he said, the wind blow where it listen, and thou hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it go or where it come. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I meant, you know, people have always called things, you know, I myself, when I was not saved and I went to church, I was thinking that it was something spooky down here in front. You know? But people have made this thing and stretched it and spoke religious sayings about it, that if you go down there, something gonna happen to you. They may have been going by a service one day, and passing by a church one day, and they saw someone fall out under power. I don't know what they did to them, but it's something funny going on in that church. I mean, when I was a little kid and they had a tent up, and back then they had sawdust on the ground, and I saw women kicking up their heels and sawdust and jumping and carrying on and falling out under power. And, you know, I would say I'd never be a part of that mess. I don't know what they're doing in now, but they kicking up sawdust and raising their hand. I said, and as a 17, I think I was about 9 years old, I said, I won't be part of that mess. I was part of that mess, I have y'all to believe. I'm part of the mysteries of God and the glory of God and what God wants to do in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Those people were getting delivered. They were getting healed. Oh, I think it ain't nothing greater than being delivered and being healed and being set free by the power of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Doctors are limited. Hallelujah. How many of you know that they can do all they can, but we have hope in our God. God said he can heal, so we have to believe that he's a healer. Amen. We can't be worried about what happened last year to other people. We have to worry about us. Everybody have to use their own faith. Amen. Their faith to believe. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that Sister Mary Forsythe cleared up that point about people praying hard. Because, see, I love to pray. And I used to hear people say, well, I'm praying hard. And she just, said a little religious, she just broke that religious spirit. How do you pray hard? I don't know. I couldn't answer that if I could. You know what I'm saying? We like to say, we like to put ourselves on the throne like we doing something. But I'm telling you, baby, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the Holy Spirit and what he's doing in you and what he's doing in your family, in this city, and in our life. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to crucify ourselves. I've been telling my wife here for the last few weeks, I want to be so humble. I want to be a humble man. Hallelujah. I want to humble myself. I want to say, yes, dear, it's all right. I want to say, you know, baby, I love you. Hallelujah. I want to be humble because God's going to exalt you. Amen. He's going to lift you up. He resists the proud, but he gives strength to those who are humble. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus was building that expectancy. Amen. He was saying that the Bible said, wind blows where it listens, and thou hear the sound thereof, but can't know where it comes or where it goes. That's the way the Spirit is. You can only see the effect of what the Holy Ghost have done. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost is a powerful force upon this earth. Amen. He's a person, amen? That's why we should always say, welcome, Holy Spirit, in our prayer time. Hallelujah. In the church, we should say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, because he's in authority. He's going to do things in the church and in through us and for us, amen? Hallelujah. And so we look at here that they said, you can't tell where it come from. But, you know, the Holy Spirit has such a powerful job on the earth. One plant to another water. And it's up to the Holy Spirit to do the rest. He's the one that does the rest. He's the one that brings the people into the church. It said God is the one that brings the increase. If we'll get on our job in watering and planting, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. If we make ourselves available, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord in this season and in this year is calling the church into another level of the supernatural power of God. Power, supernatural. The world can't understand it. It defiles the natural things on the earth. Hallelujah. When it said that man can't walk on water, the Holy Spirit said, yes, man can walk. It has been done. When it said that man cannot do things that on the face of this earth, ma'am, you look, lady, there's no one been healed of liver cancer. The Holy Spirit said, through the word of God, it said, yes, it can be done. I don't care if no one has been healed of a liver cancer. The word of God said that we can be healed. Amen. Dodie Osteen got healed of liver cancer. Amen. Even in our own church, Sister Anita got healed of cancer. And there's so many. The list go on and on. When doctors give us up, I tell you, it's going to be a time right now that you're going to have to hold on to the promises of God and not waver in your faith. Amen. If God said it, you're going to have to believe it. And therefore, if you believe it, Pastor Lane said it this morning, therefore you will will speak it. Hallelujah. And when you speak it, you're going to activate your faith, because when you speak it, it's in you. It's becoming a part of you. And when you speak it, faith is activated. Hallelujah. And not a devil in the hell can destroy it again. I can take it away from you. The Bible said that the gates of hell, I'm building a church, and it said the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Whatever the devil is trying to unleash in this year and in this season, it will not prevail, because God has a strong church. Hallelujah. You know what? They tried to attack Israel. They tried to attack them. And Brother Jerry has said this also. I'm just giving you an example of what the Holy Ghost does. They said they was shooting missiles at Israel and trying to wipe them out. Some of the missiles were hit just beyond, and some would go over. And so Israel got tired of that mess. They went over there and captured them and took their weapons and everything, and they began to use their weapon. And you know what? With great accuracy, it hit its target. Why were they falling beyond and going over? I wonder. The Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit. I tell you, I was driving my bus the other day, and this little girl, I just had to get this. The Lord spoke to me. Little old bitty girl about that size. Well, she was real small. Little girl was getting off the bus. And her mom was standing there. And this big old dog was just walking around her mother and everything. Just walking around her. And she was just screaming like she didn't want to get off the bus. I said, mother, right there. You know, and the Holy Ghost said to me, said, you know what? Even though her mother is right there, that's the way I am with you. I'm right there in the midst of your problem and your situation. I'm right there. I'm right there. Everything you go through, the power of the Holy Ghost is right there with you all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I will never leave you, not forsake you. I will be with you to the end. Hallelujah. And we get in our troubles and we can't see nothing but trouble. But I tell you the truth. The Holy Ghost is there. The Spirit of God is there. The power of God is there to believe, for you to believe. And get set free. Amen. Hallelujah. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come up on you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gonna work with us to the end of the earth. You know, Jerusalem is the holy city. It's the holy city. You know what I'm saying? It's the holy city. And I think Judea is south of Jerusalem. And Samaria is above Jerusalem. But he said you're going to be a witness to all of them. You're going to go into that city of Jerusalem. And you're going to be a witness by the power of God. You're going to turn things around in Jerusalem, because you know they are the one that tried to crucify Jesus. Amen. Those religious spirit in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. They are the same spirit that was against him, that cried Hosanna the King. Hosanna. Hosanna. Oh, blessed is the one that come in the name of the Lord. They are the same one that crucified him. Amen. Hallelujah. It said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come up on you. And Jesus was saying, Oh, Jerusalem, I would have covered you as a hen cover her bruise. You know, her hen got a little bruised. He said, I would have covered you as a hen cover her bruise if you had not had been into that religious spirit. Because you did, you missed your visitation. Hallelujah. This is going to be a year and a season where the Holy Spirit is going to take charge. Amen. Hallelujah. If you let him. Hallelujah. He's going to tell you the things to come. He's going to be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jude the 20th chapter, verse 21, 20, 20 and 21. He says, stir up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You have to pray yourself up in the Holy Spirit. You know, that's power that you are releasing. You are stirring up your spirit on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so when the Holy Ghost is stirred up, it's going to speak to you. It's going to tell you things to do and things that's going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew, my last scripture, Matthew 23 and 37. What it says here, Matthew 23 and 37. The power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. How many of you want the Spirit of God to come forth in this year in more power and anointing? And this is what Jesus said when he was talking to Jerusalem. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, the one who killed the prophets and stoned those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather you as children gather, as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Praise God. See, we got to be willing for the move of God and to not allow the visitation that God want to do this year in our life. Amen. The Holy Spirit wants to do a work in our life today. He want to do a work for us and around us. Hallelujah. He want us to be able to receive the miracles, the signs and the wonders that he's going to do in this year. Amen. Hallelujah. You shall receive this power. The power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit is available for everyone. Amen.